you don't think so, the friends of distinction will straighten you out forthwith with their newest.
Comfortable feeling for me.
It's a tense, tight, burning sensation.
Rotten. Miserable.
Whatever you call heartburn and acid indigestion, Digel relieves the symptoms. Digel is the extra action antacid. Digel not only contains effective antacids, it has the extra action of simethicone in a patented formulation that breaks up frothy bubbles of gas to help relax your tense, tight stomach. Digel, the extra action antacid, brings you more complete relief. D-I-G-E-L, Digel, tablets or liquid at all drug counters.
Did you know there are two leading brands of aspirin? St. Joseph aspirin is one of them. St. Joseph is pure, full-strength aspirin, just as effective as the other brand.
Very interesting, since the other brand usually costs more.
That's one less headache you get when you specify St. Joseph aspirin.
It may be difficult to get a doctor to make a house call these days, but it seems even tougher sometimes to persuade a plumber to honor you with a visit. And if that's what's troubling you, Bunky, maybe it's because of an unusual journey recently undertaken by a group of the nation's master plumbers. Here to unravel that mystery, Ed Scott, publisher of the Journal of Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. What's it all about, Ed?
Well, a group of five of the plumbing contractors, selected more or less at random from various parts of the country, spent 3 weeks in Europe studying how they did it in the old days, how the plumbing was done as far back as 2000 BC. And we visited places such as Bath, England, built by the Romans around the time of Christ, the marvelous gardens with their beautiful piping of Versailles, the baths of Caracalla in Rome, the palace of Knossos in Greece, which dates back to about 1700 BC, and has incidentally better plumbing, better sewage systems than many of our American cities.
Now, tell us a little before we go on about some of these ancient baths.
Well, I think one of the most interesting we found in Rome, the Baths of Caracalla that I mentioned before. Now, these were built in the early part of the 3rd century when bathing had become a very important function to the Roman citizen, not merely for bodily cleanliness, though that was a consideration, because the Romans had this saying, in Latin it was mens sana in corpore sano, which means a sound mind and a clean body. And so bathing was important for personal cleanliness, but it was also a very important social ritual, and it was a public ritual.
And what kind of facility actually was the bath? Was it like a swimming pool?
Well, yes, that was the first step. There were three steps in the bathing ritual. You went into the cold bath first, which was like a swimming pool, and you splashed around in there for a while. Then you went into something called the tepidarium, and from Latin, it's pretty obvious that that was kind of a lukewarm thing, and you got a little, your pores a little more open in that. Then you went into something called the calidarium, which was about like a Turkish bath. It was a real steamer,
mm-hmm.
and they had boilers not too dissimilar to what we have today in what they did, and they would give you a real hot bath. And after you were all relaxed in that, you might be massaged, or you might have oil rubbed on you. And then you strolled around these beautiful gardens, which were encased or enclosed in the bath. The bath was 40 acres in size, and it had gardens. It had places where actors would give plays, where politicians would debate, where orators would declaim. And it was a real social function and a part of the way of life, a much more spacious and gracious kind of life, as far as the bath is concerned, than our quick in and out that we have today.
Did soap ever enter into this?
No, they didn't have
soap.
They didn't have soap, but what they had was a mixture of oil and sand. And they had not developed soap, and the oil cleansed the body of certain things that it would dissolve, and then the sand got rid of the grit.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably pretty rough on the skin, but it did the job done that they probably got pretty clean.
Well, if they didn't, it wasn't for lack of trying. Oil and sand and scraper, yipe! Well, thank you for cleaning up the mystery of the missing plumbers for us, Ed Scott. And we can't offer you a stroll through our monitor garden because we haven't got any, but we do have entertainment. A bit of music, perhaps? Nilsson now with I Guess the Lord Must Be in New York City.
I'll say goodbye to all my sorrow and bye tomorrow. I'll be on my way. I guess the Lord must be in New York City.
Cities, towns, villages across the country, you're all on the Monitor Beacon.
Hiya, cousin. You say you discovered a fungus in your Venus fly trap, and it's creeping all over the neighborhood, and the Board of Health is trying to quarantine your quarter acre. Is it what's got you growing mushrooms in the cellar, Green Thumb?
Welcome out to Freehold and put a little fun in your life. Watch the harness horses go trotting around. Post time 12, 30, 10 races daily. Tourists, actors, and you, come out wherever you are to Freehold Raceway. Freehold, New Jersey.
WNBC, this is the place. The place for music, news, weather, and me. WNBC, right here. This is the place. The place for Fortune Phone and me. WNBC, this is the place for you and me, Charlie Brown, weekdays 4 to 7:45 p.m.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
Hey, Rayburn again, and shall we monitor the national weather together? Good. And good seems to be the word that applies to the weather for a majority. Sunny and a little warmer, predicted. However, rain and brisk winds will persist from the southeastern coast to the Great Lakes region, with some snow in Minnesota and scattered snow through the central Rockies.
Say, how about your windshield wipers? Have they been streaking your windshield lately? Well, they won't get any better. They'll get worse, though. And this makes driving a miserable experience and mighty dangerous. Rain, snow, salt, and road splash just won't come clean with rubber that's dead. A fresh new pair of Anco wiper blades or refills will do the job. You'll have clean, clear vision in any kind of weather. Do it today. Pull into the first service station where you see the big, bright yellow Anco windshield wiper service cabinet. And have the serviceman fit your car with new Anco push-button refillable wiper blades or refills. His Anco cabinet is stocked with Anco blades and refills for the hidden wipers, anti-wind lift blades, wipers for the foreign cars, new arms, whatever you need. He has it. And he can get you all set for safe, streak-free vision while he fills your tank. It's a good place to buy gas, too.
I remember when I was a little girl, our house caught on fire. I'll never forget the look on my father's face as he gathered me up in his arms and raced to the burning building out of the pavement. And I stood there, shivering in my pajamas and watched the whole world go up in flames. And when it was all over, I said to myself, is that all there is to a fire? Is that all there is? Because I know, just as well as I'm standing here,
friends. Let's keep the party going by bringing out Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports, brought to you by VM, the voice of music, the soundest investment you can make in sound.
Say, let me tell you something. If you haven't heard the voice of music, you haven't heard anything yet. Now, you take VM's compact stereo systems. Got to be the greatest thing since shin guards for catchers. Altogether, it looks like a nice suitcase. But when you take it apart, it's a stereo record player with two speaker cabinets. And it gives you a big, rich stereo sound. Just like those expensive outfits that can't go anywhere. And that's because VM has matched and balanced everything perfectly. The solid-state amplifier and all four speakers in the sound system. Covered in a real good-looking walnut grain vinyl, too. And best of all, you can own one without it costing you an arm and a leg. VM compact stereo systems start as low as $129.95. So if you're looking to buy a record player, or a tape recorder, or a console, it's worth looking for the VM dealer in your area. Because if you haven't heard the voice of music, you haven't heard anything yet. If you want to know how your favorite pro football team is doing, you look at the standings. If you want to know about your favorite college team, you check the rankings in the polls conducted by the two major wire services. Even if your favorite team isn't in those rankings, they do make interesting reading. Every college team in the country dreams about being ranked number one. And there have been indications in recent years of just how much this means. There was a time when coaches were content to win games and not roll up the score. Today, there are coaches who have admitted that the bigger their margin of victory, the more impressive it is to the people who vote in the polls. This week's rankings show the two polls in agreement on the top five positions. As you look at them, there's no question of Ohio State's domination. The Associated Press polled 39 writers, 35 picked the Buckeyes number one. The UPI polled 35 coaches, and all but one voted for Ohio State. The two polls agree on Texas as number two, followed by Tennessee, Arkansas, and Penn State in that order. The next four positions go to the same four schools, but in different order. The schools are LSU, Southern California, Florida, and UCLA. And the only real difference is in 10th place. The closest thing to that is the game between third-ranked Tennessee and Georgia, which finished 11th in both polls. The spots in these ratings are hard to come by and obviously hard to hold on to. Take the case of Auburn, for example. Last week's ratings showed them tied for 18th in the UPI poll. Last Saturday, they lost, and this week fell right off the list completely. The score of their defeat, 21-20. If nothing unforeseen happens, the big shootout, from the standpoint of the two ratings, is still more than a month away. And that's the meeting between second-ranked Texas and fourth-ranked Arkansas. Try coming up with a ticket for that one. This is Joe Garagiola from Monitor Sports. And now this from Xerox.
Don't be a loser, Charlie.
Come on, Charlie. Get the one antifreeze that's guaranteed not to run out on you. Anti-leak Xerox.
Don't be a loser, Charlie.
Only Xerox guarantees you no radiator leaks for a full year or write DuPont for your money back.
Don't be a loser, Charlie.
Xerox anti-leak antifreeze.
Don't be a loser, Charlie.
Thank you.
with Tokyo Butterfly. And the first one to say Aso is asking for a karate chop.
Aso!
A brief pause now for monitor. Heard in the Baton Rouge area of Louisiana on WJBO 1150 on the dial. Gene Rayburn here. Going now, but I shall return.
Your Plymouth dealer.
Plymouth makes it.
Makes it for you.
It's the price that makes the photograph when you take it. It's the new affair that's starting now.
Starting now at your Plymouth dealers.
It's the greatest new adventure you can find. It's a state of mind.
Fury with a wider stance. All new Barracuda. Longer, wider, duster, the new Whirlwind Compact. Plymouth, 1970.
Plymouth makes it if you want a car that makes it. Plymouth makes it.
Make it to your local New York, New Jersey, Fairfield County, Plymouth dealer.
This is the place, the Jack Haid place. Weekdays, 1 to 4 p.m. on WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
This is Frank Doran, WNBC News. It's 10:30, 55 degrees in New York and cloudy, 74% humidity, winds from the east at 11 miles an hour. Brooklyn's Franklin Lane High School will reopen Monday. The school was closed yesterday after violent clashes between black and white students, 10 students arrested and a number of police and pupils injured. Trouble started earlier this week when blacks and whites fought over the display of a black liberation flag. Mayor Lindsay conferred last night with Board of Education President Joseph Monserrat and then announced that Lane High would reopen Monday with police guards on hand to maintain order. The mayor says violence and destructiveness will not go unpunished. Two New York City Republican district leaders have filed contempt action against Vincent Albano and the Manhattan GOP organization, claiming the Manhattanites are aiding John Lindsay's campaign in violation of a court order. Lindsay lost the Republican primary to John Markey, and Republican clubs in the city are supposed to be engaged in campaigning for their standard bearer. But the district leaders claim the GOP clubs around Manhattan are displaying Lindsay for mayor signs. Albano, the New York County chairman, must appear in court Monday to answer contempt charges. Other campaign developments, Governor Rockefeller says he thinks Lindsay will win re-election Tuesday, even though he, Rockefeller, is on record in support of his party's candidate, John Markey. A regular GOP club in Lower Manhattan, comprising Chinatown and Little Italy, has switched support from Markey to Democratic candidate Mario Procaccino. Officials explained that Procaccino, not Markey, stands the best chance of defeating Lindsay. Upstate in Poughkeepsie, the administration of Vassar College has reached a partial agreement with student demonstrators, but at last report a sit-in continues in the Ad Building. Today's partial accord included administration agreement on renovating the downtown urban center, the acquisition of a bus for student transportation, and the hiring of a black counselor. The Vassar faculty has yet to agree on an expanded black studies program. In all, 9 demands were submitted by a group of militant black co-eds. Proceedings have been started to bring back to the United States the young man who hijacked a TWA airliner yesterday and eventually forced it to fly to Rome. The man was captured early this morning in a church outside Rome. He's identified as Rafael Michiello. Federal authorities in New York have charged him with air piracy. There seems to be some confusion in Rome about the legal procedures. Chiello will be tried in Italy. In other news, the first Latin American reactions to President Nixon's Latin American policy speech are in. The president's proposal of a mature partnership with Latin countries was received favorably in Mexico and Argentina, but Venezuelan politicians called the address discouraging. Elsewhere in Vietnam, helicopter hunter-killer teams, artillery, and tactical fighter bombers killed 49 enemy in a series of encounters in rubber plantations and jungle clearings about 75 miles northeast of Saigon. The weather in New York, considerable cloudiness around the city today with a high near 60. Continued cloudy tonight and tomorrow with rain likely. Low tonight in the 50s. High tomorrow in the mid to upper 50s. Chance of rain 20% today, 70% tonight and tomorrow. Winds from the east 10 to 15 miles an hour this morning, becoming southeast 10 to 20 miles an hour this afternoon. Right now, it's 55 degrees and cloudy in New York. This is Frank Gorin, WNBC News, and now back to Monica.
Don't move, just leave your dial, Monica, dear Monica. Lean back and stay a while, Monica, dear Monica.
Gene Rayburn here with a show that gets it all together, the exciting, informative, entertaining sounds of the weekend world, and then deals it out in convenient, listening-sized pieces. This new Monitor Pick of the Week, for instance. Someday we'll be together, Diana Ross and the Supremes. Of people and events here and abroad, brought to you by General Motors Acceptance Corporation, GMAC, financing for cars, trucks, appliances. The elections this coming Tuesday are attracting unusual attention for an off year. A report in just 1 minute.
A car is to make things convenient in. A second car, to make more things convenient. A car is to drive to work with the top down and leave the wagon for the wife and kids, not to complicate your life with. Think GMAC, General Motors Acceptance Corporation. Complete financing, easily, quickly, at reasonable cost, with nationwide service. For your car, car insurance, creditor life insurance. With a General Motors dealer who uses GMAC. For us, it's an anniversary. Our 50th year of financing cars, trucks, and appliances by the millions. So if you're thinking about making things a little easier for the family, remember, that's the story of our life. GMAC Financing. We uncomplicate things.
Now here is Dean Mell.
There is unusual interest in the 1969 off-year elections because they are the first test of voter sentiment since President Nixon took office in January. In a sense, the elections are an interim report card on the voting public's attitude toward the major issues. Vietnam, law and order, discrimination, housing, the decay of the cities. These issues cannot be isolated with the label local or national anymore. Not even in the contest for mayor. In New York, John Lindsay, running on an independent liberal ticket, has made Vietnam the cornerstone of his campaign for re-election. He argues that the war and resulting inflation have robbed the cities of federal aid and local tax revenues with which to fight social and welfare problems. Both his Democratic opponent, Mario Procaccino, and Republican candidate, John Markey, have campaigned hard on the law and order theme. Lindsay appears to have come from behind to build a comfortable lead over his two opponents. Cleveland is one of six major cities where a black candidate is running for the mayor's office. Incumbent Carl Stokes, the first Negro to win election as mayor of a major American city, has been hurt by a feud with rank-and-file policemen. His opponent is Republican Ralph Peart. Cleveland's 140,000 independent voters will decide what shapes up as a very close race. In Detroit, Roman Gribbs, white and the sheriff of Wayne County, is in a close contest with Richard Austin, black and a county auditor. The Detroit Police Officers Association has endorsed Gribbs. City Councilwoman Mary Beck is running as a write-in candidate on a law and order ticket. In Buffalo, New York, Democratic incumbent Frank Sedita faces a stiff re-election battle with Republican conservative Alfreda Slominski, a law and order candidate and an opponent of busing school children to achieve integration. A Negro, Andrew Lane, also is running as an independent and could take votes away from Sedita. In this time of urban crises, the mayor's office has a high rate of attrition. Long-established mayors in Detroit, Pittsburgh, Atlanta, and New Haven, Connecticut have voluntarily withdrawn from what John Lindsay has called the second toughest job in public life. Dean Mell, NBC News, reporting for Monitor.
Now a little message for your shoes. I was talking to my shoes the other day. They were embarrassed about being dull and scuffed up, while the rest of me looked pretty great. Now the rest of you shoes out there, clue in the brain to use Griffin Paste Wax. Griffin gives a 3-day shine. No wonder Griffin is used by so many professional shoe shine parlors. Feet start looking smart. Use Griffin Polish. You pay a little less. Get a lot more shine with Griffin. America's number one shoe polish. You hear that, brain, if any.
Well, I'm traveling down life's highway and things are going my way. I'm happy as a lark and fancy free. There's good reason why, my friend, my heart's singing each weekend. I spend time at Monitor and NBC.
And we're mighty happy to have you along, and that applies to everyone listening, not just our singing friend. We've got room enough for all here on the Monitor Beacon.
Former Supreme Court Justice Arthur Goldberg has stated, "This year is a critical test, not just for New York, but for the nation, of the ability of progressive leadership to survive. I believe John Lindsay offers that kind of leadership to the people of New York." Mrs. Martin Luther King said, "Being mayor of New York is perhaps second only to the President of the United States. New York needs the most intelligent, creative, and dedicated leadership it can produce. That is why I urge you to vote for John Lindsay." And Jimmy Breslin, speaking of John Lindsay's walk through Harlem, said, "I don't know if his presence saved any lives or not, but I know this. John Lindsay was ready to go any way the situation took him that night, and that's enough for me forever." All three of them are Democrats. In fact, never before have so many Democrats endorsed a candidate of another party. There must be a reason, and there is. John Lindsay is a liberal, and he needs all the help he can get elected to the second toughest job in America. Paid for by Democrats for Lindsay.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
Gene Rayburn once again, and now a Monitor Sports Quiz. This being the centennial year of college football,
Does anyone know which school is the leader in the number of consensus All-America players? The consensus being taken from the many different All-America teams chosen every year. The answer in a moment, right after a word about the American Express card, the new money for travel and entertainment.
And now, the luck of Charlie Maloney, the man without the new money. As you remember, the new money, the American Express card, is honored by leading motels and hotels everywhere. Charlie Maloney, however, continues to travel and entertain without an American Express card. Now he is headed for big trouble. Listen.
Jeepers, the boss has kept me on the road 2 days longer than I expected. Now, tired and hungry, I need to find a nice place to spend the night.
But Chuck Maloney is destined not to find such a place, for his cash is gone and his free credit cards, alas, are not honored on this highway.
Don't make Charlie's mistake. Apply for an American Express card. Western International Hotels are some of the many hotels and motels across the country that honor the new money. Western International Hotels can also book you ahead at your next stop through the new free room reservation service, the American Express Space Bank. See how many travel headaches you can save yourself if you're not a Charlie Maloney? Now the answer to the sports quiz, the school with the greatest number of consensus All-America players is, and you won't believe this, Yale. Yale with 89, Harvard ranked second with 59, followed by Princeton with 49, and Notre Dame with 48. That's it for now, another Monitor Sports Quiz. New now from Dennis Yost in the Classics 4. Midnight, which has nothing to do with the Halloween festivities last night. This is a much earlier midnight.
When the sun comes up in the morning, children generally start to bathe. I think about a midnight long ago. I remember midnight kisses and the magic.
Dr. Joyce Brothers, brought to you by Greyhound Van Lines, Nationwide Movers. It's much easier than you think when you leave the moving to us.
You may not believe in witches, but you may be a bit of a witch yourself. More about you after this from Greyhound Van Lines.
Noted psychologist Dr. Joyce Brothers says, If the thought of moving gives you a funny, lost feeling in the pit of your stomach or anyplace else, your reaction is normal. Just the thought of a change of environment does that to many people. Now, to help make your adjustment to a move easier, Dr. Brothers, in cooperation with Greyhound Van Lines, has written a booklet called The Psychology of Moving. In just a few minutes, we'll tell you how to get this authoritative booklet free of cost. Once again, Dr. Brothers.
Halloween was the night for witches. Nobody takes them seriously anymore, and most of us are a little ashamed that our ancestors punished innocent people they believed to be witches, whose evil spells were responsible for others' troubles. Are we less guilty of this than our forebears? Some psychologists say not. Witch hunting starts with our vision, it seems. Dr. J.W. Bagby of New York's Roosevelt Hospital demonstrated the tricks we play on our eyes by setting up a device through which a person could view two different images at the same time. Looking through this instrument, one eye was focused on a baseball player and the other on a bullfighter. Dr. Bagby asked American and Mexican teachers to look into the machine and tell what they saw. Most Americans saw the baseball player. Most Mexicans saw the bullfighter. We see what we expect to see. If we labeled a man an enemy, we see him as such. And this in turn distorts his vision of us. Psychologists have labeled this effect mirror image. You have only to walk into a divorce court to find out how mirror image works. Each party to the suit sees himself as blameless and the other as the wrongdoer, or witch, who spoiled the marriage and would like to ruin the other's life. To maintain mirror image, it's necessary to maintain an immaculate view of the self. To do this, the self must be purged of hostility, resentment, anger, desire for revenge. The easiest way to manage this is to project all these unworthy feelings on the enemy. They aren't mine, they're his, we tell ourselves. Dr. G. Eisler has labeled this the mote beam phenomenon. Once it has been successfully executed, the enemy can be attacked for possessing the nasty traits we ourselves have given him. This psychological doublethink has dangerous social implications. For the safest person on whom to project our hostile impulses is the one who seems different. We can then label the difference dangerous and build up barriers of hate between nations, races, generations, even the sexes. We not only can, we have and do. Warns Dr. Jerome D. Frank of Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, the chief danger of the distorted enemy image is that it makes false perceptions as hard to change as if they were true. It's easy enough to see this when we look back at the Salem witch trials perpetrated by our ancestors. It's not so easy, but much more important, that we give the same critical attention to the witches we manufacture in our own minds. This is Dr. Joyce Brothers for Monitor. And now a word about the psychology of moving for Greyhound Van Lines. Have you ever seen a normally outgoing child suddenly withdraw when he's away from his own surroundings? Well, moving to a new location can have a similar effect on adults. But it doesn't have to be that way if you know what to expect of a move. And I've written a booklet in cooperation with Greyhound Van Lines that tells you what to expect. It's called The Psychology of Moving. Its purpose is to help make your move easier and more relaxed. And it's yours free for the asking.
This unusual and authoritative booklet covers subjects like moving in your new job, moving in your child, timing of your move, and much, much more. To get your free copy of Dr. Joyce Brothers' The Psychology of Moving, drop a card with your name and address to Greyhound Van Lines, Box 2250, North Lake, Illinois, 60164. Greyhound Van Lines, Box 2250, North Lake, Illinois, 60164. Send today for The Psychology of Moving. It's free. Dr. Joyce Brothers will be presented again tomorrow on Monitor by dependable Greyhound Van Lines. Now a little traveling music, maestro, please. Our destination, Shangri-La, leading the way, the Letterman.
Magic that makes my little world a shame.
Somewhat indirect form, seems two drivers with identical cars were sent on a trip of 900 miles, one driver instructed to drive as fast as possible. Stan Speedy arrived first, 20 hours elapsed time, a half hour ahead of Ralph Reasonable. But who was the real winner? Well, Mr. Speedy had used 10 extra gallons of gas, had used his brakes twice as often, and was completely exhausted long after his competitor arrived, all for a net average difference in speed of 1 mile per hour. Got the message? Good. Now get this one.
Hi, Al Cap here for State Farm Mutual. I've got nothing against drunks. If a man wants to turn himself into a fumbling idiot, that's okay with me. What bothers me about drunks is that they invariably want to start driving. Now that wouldn't be so bad if only the drunk drivers got killed, but unfortunately these people kill innocents too. And that's why State Farm wants you to support the efforts of the National Highway Safety Bureau and the states to get these abusive drinkers off our highways. Do it. If you don't, some clown who right now is stretched out on a barroom floor might someday leave you stretched out on a marble slab.
For your car, your home, your life, and your health. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Church in Sydney, Australia, which reads, "Repent now and avoid the rush." I wonder if they know something we don't know. And speaking of knowing something, stay tuned for NBC Monitor News on the Hour. Gene Rayburn.
What does it mean when a congressman running for the office of governor of New Jersey uses members of his law firm as fronts in a land speculation scheme for a group of Republican political leaders, and then secretly buys himself 40% of a piece of adjacent property near a proposed federal highway whose alignment he could influence? What does it mean when this public official uses a White House meeting to oppose a liquor store at Fort Dix while he's being paid as counsel by the liquor dispensing industry? What does it mean when he uses employees on his federally paid congressional staff to work on his private business interests? It means simply that the Republican candidate for governor can't always tell the difference between the public interest and his own. Robert Minor, on the other hand, has never confused personal interest with public interest. The only deal Robert Minor ever made when he served the people was with the people. A paid political announcement by the people for Minor.
This is the place that Charlie Brown plays. Weekdays 4 to 7:45 p.m. on WNBC, Radio 660 New York.